It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button, you can see. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. I know what it is, but I want you to hear it. It's some trumpet music that Wynton Marsalis played one day when he was practicing. It takes a lot of practice to play a musical instrument really well. And Joe Negri told me that Wynton was going to be practicing at his music shop today. So I thought we might just go over there first thing. So what do you say? Let's just go to Negri's music shop right now. All right? Come along. Meet Wynton Marsalis.
Fred, boy, you made it fast.
Yeah, well, I'm anxious to see Wynton Marsalis.
He's in the back room. Why don't you go on in and introduce yourself? I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Very good.
Okay.
Wynton, it's Fred Rogers.
Oh, I know you are. I grew up watching your television show.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to meet you. I'm a big fan of yours. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Wynton Marsalis.
How you doing?
Now, you are only in your 20s now, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
So, when did you start to play? When you were a little boy?
I got my first trumpet when I was 6 years old.
Six. Mm-hmm. And did you take right to it?
Well, you know, at first I didn't want to practice.
You didn't.
I didn't want to get one of those rings around my lips.
Uh-huh.
So I used to just run around and play everything but practice.
But who helped you to want that?
Well, when I got to be about 12 years old, I got really serious, and my father is a musician. So it was very easy for me to get into it.
He plays the piano, doesn't he?
Yes.
I know he plays it beautifully, and you play together with him, don't you?
I used to. When I was growing up, I played with him.
Well, I know there are a lot of children who might want to learn the trumpet. And I just wondered how early they could start.
They can start when they're one.
Really?
Sure.
How do you do that?
You have to have strong lungs.
Yeah.
But I guess 5 or 6 is a good age to start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a matter of practicing every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Did you ever play, for instance, when you were feeling sad?
Yeah, I would play.
How would it sound when you were feeling sad?
Sound sad.
Sad?
I would play like...
And what about when you were happy?
I would play with a bounce.
With a bounce. Oh, that's beautiful. And I know some people who really take their horn and play when they're angry.
Yeah, some people do that.
Oh, look who's coming.
Oh, hey.
You know these gentlemen.
How y'all doing? Hey, fellas. How y'all doing? All right.
I know you all are getting ready for a concert. Would you play some things for us?
I'd like to do one of your tunes.
Oh, good. Which one?
It's You I Like.
Oh, well, it's You I Like. That's right.
We hope you like it.
It's You
That's
I Like.
Wonderful. It was fun. Boy, it's You We Like, I tell
definitely
you.
Definitely was fun.
You want to relax a little bit with some blues?
Yeah, we should just...
Oh, play some blues,
swing a little
will
bit
you?
On some blues. Thank you.
treat. That's a real way to talk with each other, isn't it?
Sure, yep, is.
And play. Sure, because nobody wrote that music. I mean, you made it up as you were going along, didn't
right.
you?
Exactly.
That's what blues are all about. Well, I know you all have things to do.
Yes, sir. You
have to rehearse for later. I'm so glad to meet you. And you say you grew up with the neighborhood. You can imagine how proud I am of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Sure wish you all well.
Bye,
Joe. Yeah, thank you. Isn't it wonderful to hear such great musicians? Yeah. Alexis, come to my place. It's fun to feel good about something that somebody else can do. I really feel good about Wynton and his playing. Did you feel like going like that some of the time that he was playing? Well, let's have some make-believe. You know, King Friday is expecting his own comet to appear in the sky sometime soon. He's calling it Friday's Comet. So let's pretend that it's nighttime in the neighborhood of make-believe, and people are getting ready to go to bed. And some of them are looking at the sky, wondering when that comet will come.
Ooh, trolley. Isn't the sky a beautiful Tuesday?
I like the sky and the stars.
But it's soon time for everyone to go to bed.
I can't go to bed, Mother.
Why not?
Because I haven't found Daddy's comet yet.
Oh, he has lots of people looking for it, dear. They'll let us know if they see it.
But I want to see it first.
Well, it's not due to come until much later.
Just a few more minutes.
All right, but then it really will be time for your bed. Oh, good evening, Mr. Adkins.
Good evening, Queen and Prince.
Are you still on duty at night?
Oh, yes. In fact, the king thought that if I played a fancy call, that the comet would come much faster.
Oh, please play it then.
Oh,
please.
Yeah.
I'll try it. Anything different?
No, not yet.
Then maybe I'll sing.
Oh, please do. Please sing.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we stand waiting for something on high. Where is the comet? The king's fancy comet. When will it come here? I wonder if I will ever see it. The comet on high.
Looks like the same sky to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Friday's comet may not have appeared yet, but you certainly brightened my evening, Mr. Adkins.
Well, thank you, Queen Sarah. Now I must be off to the other part of the kingdom and keep playing.
Well, we wish you well.
Good night to you both.
Good night. Oh, my, he has such a lovely voice and plays so beautifully. Well, Tuesday, it's really time for your bed now, dear.
Oh, wait a minute. Look in the telescope.
Oh, what do you think you see?
Something all purple.
Oh, that's Planet Purple, dear. It's always there.
And what about the great big white one?
Well, that's the moon. You know that, don't you?
Yes. But I just don't want to go to bed.
It's hard to go when there's so much excitement. But everybody needs sleep. And tomorrow's another day.
Oh, okay. But if somebody does find Daddy's comet in the sky, you'll wake me up, won't you?
Of course I will. I know how much you want to see it. And you know something else, Tuesday?
What?
I'm really proud of you, dear. And I'm really glad that you're our son.
Thanks, Mom. And maybe the comet will come tomorrow.
I think it will. Now come along, dear. Come to bed.
I thought I heard someone awake at the castle. It is beautiful here in the evening. I think I will go over and see if anyone is up.
And it was really scary.
Do you think it was a dream?
I don't think so, because I don't think I was asleep.
Well, what do you think you saw?
A great big monster.
Are you sure it wasn't I coming to visit with you?
Oh, no, it was much bigger than you, Lady Eberlin.
Well, sometimes things do look very different at night, don't they?
Well, I guess they do, but sometimes I don't like the night.
Times when you're scared?
Yes.
I'm glad you were able to call me so we could talk about it.
I am, too. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. There it is.
What?
The monster.
Where?
Oh, there, right behind you. There.
Good evening.
Purple panda.
I am Purple Panda. You are correct.
I thought you were a monster.
I am not a monster.
Oh, Daniel knows that, Purple Panda. It's just that he didn't know who it was that he saw. And what he saw frightened him.
Oh, are you still frightened?
Oh, no. I'm glad it's you.
What are you doing in this neighborhood in our nighttime, Panda?
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
What's Lady Elaine planning to do?
I think she has already done it.
What's that?
She came to Planet Purple to find out something about a comet.
Uncle Friday's comet?
I think it was a Friday comet she was interested in.
Uh-oh. I wonder what she's going to do.
I think she's still awake. Would you like to stay with me in my clock tonight, Purple Panda?
That would be fine. I've never slept inside a clock before.
And I've never had a scary monster turn into a nice purple panda before either.
Well, good night to both of you, gentlemen. I think I'm going to talk to Lady Elaine before I go home to bed.
Thanks, Lady Eberlin.
Oh, Daniel, I'm so glad you're feeling better.
I always feel better after I've talked about things with you. Oh,
in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see.
F-R-I-E-N-D.
Special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
And so are you.
Agamaga, Daniel.
Agamaga, Lady Eberlin.
Good evening.
Night, Purple Panda.
Come on in, Purple Panda. Just around this way. Well, Lady A, as I live and croon.
Hello, Lady Elaine. How are you?
I'm tired, Toots.
Have you had a busy day?
I'll say. Are you all ready for Henrietta's surprise party?
I guess so. Are you all ready for Uncle Friday's comet's coming?
I've already seen that.
What?
I've already seen that silly comet he calls his own.
How could you?
Well, I was on Planet Purple today, and it passed by there.
Well, Uncle Friday's so excited about its coming.
Might not even make it this far.
Lady Elaine, you didn't do anything to it, did you?
Not much you can do to it. It's not so hot.
I thought it would fill up the whole sky.
You'll see. And Friday will see.
Oh, poor Uncle Friday.
I say poor Henrietta. Let's celebrate her day and not worry about your uncle.
Oh, but Lady Elaine, Uncle Friday, you know how he is. He always gets his hopes up. He really wanted this Friday's comet to be something very special.
Well, that's not even its name.
It isn't. Mm-mm. Well, what's its name?
It doesn't even have a name.
Lady Lane, you are full of surprises.
I'll say. Tomorrow's a big day.
And it won't be long before tomorrow comes.
See you, Toots.
That's right. Good night.
Night then, Horn.
You're still awake?
Meow. Meow. So beautiful, meow, meow.
Oh, it is a beautiful night.
Meow wish meow, meow beautiful.
You are beautiful, Henrietta. Why, you're the most beautiful pussycat I've ever known.
Meow, meow, feel beautiful.
I guess there are some days when we just don't feel beautiful.
Meow, meow, some nights.
But I would guess that tomorrow you'd feel a whole lot more beautiful than you do tonight.
Meow, meow, Aberlin.
Yes, sir.
Meow, meow, your birthday.
December 30th.
Meow, meow, friends, meow, meow, forget it.
There are usually a few friends who remember.
Meow.
Did your friends ever forget your birthday?
Meow.
Oh, that must have been a really sad feeling.
Meow, meow, sad.
Of course, you'd really have to wait until your birthday to know for sure.
Meow, guess so.
There are a lot of people who really love you, Henrietta.
Meow, hope so.
I'm one of them.
Meow, thanks.
You'll see tomorrow.
Meow, night.
Good night, my dear.
Meow, night.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. They certainly are.
Nighttime and make-believe. Did you ever pretend about things like that before? We'll certainly think more about celebrating a birthday and a comet, and see how people feel the next time we're together. Right now, let's give the fish some food. Just a little at a time. Daniel Tiger thought he had seen a monster, but he just imagined that. It was really Purple Panda he had seen. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Or things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? When we think we see things that look big or different or scary, the best thing we can do is to be able to talk with the people we love about them. That's what loving's all about. Helping one another feel more comfortable about who we are and what we're seeing and hearing and thinking. Loving is a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. lots to remember about our visits, don't we? You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in this whole world like you, and that's you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.